AP News, I'm Mike Hempel. More alleged drug cartel boats have been targeted by the U.S.
The military says three boats accused of smuggling drugs in Latin American waters were hit, killing 11 people. It's one of the deadliest days of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers. Videos posted by Southern Command show the boats either moving or bobbing in the water before the explosions engulf them in flames. People can be seen sitting in two of the small open vessels before they're destroyed. At least 145 people have been killed since the administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists in small vessels since early September. Critics have questioned the overall legality of the strikes, as well as their effectiveness, in part because the fentanyl behind many fatal overdoses is typically trafficked to the U.S. over land from Mexico. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. Capitol Police in Washington, D.C. have arrested an 18-year-old man after he ran toward the west side of the Capitol building armed with a shotgun. Capitol Police Chief Michael Sullivan says the man parked a Mercedes SUV near the Capitol earlier today, got out and ran several hundred yards toward the building before officers intercepted him and ordered him to the ground. Eulogies are pouring in after the death this morning of the Reverend Jesse Jackson. The two-time presidential candidate who led the civil rights movement for decades was 84. Reverend Al Sharpton says he always wondered how much trauma it caused Jackson to have watched Martin Luther King's assassination.
He never would talk about it too much, but it drove him. He kept saying, "We got to keep Dr. King's dream alive." He was 12 years younger than King, as I was 13 years younger than him. And he would always challenge me that your generation's got to do what John Lewis and all of us that were younger than Dr. King did.
This is AP News. Warner Brothers has reopened takeover talks with Paramount after receiving a waiver from Netflix.
Warner Brothers will reopen takeover talks with Paramount Skydance after receiving a 7-day waiver to do so from its preferred bidder, Netflix. Warner Brothers said in a regulatory filing Tuesday that the waiver will allow it to discuss unresolved deficiencies in Paramount's previous offers. Warner Brothers Discovery now has until Monday to negotiate a possible transaction with Paramount Skydance. Warner Brothers said on Tuesday that its board still recommends unanimously that shareholders vote for the Netflix buyout. Julie Walker, New York.
State investigators in New Mexico have launched a truth commission to investigate past activity at a secluded desert ranch where financier and sex offender Jeffrey Epstein once entertained guests. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.